Chicago has always been considered a melting pot as immigrants from all around the world settled here. German, Irish, Polish, Mexican, the great migration of African Americans from the South. Oh, and don't forget the Swedes. Which brings us to our next spot on our neighborhood tour, Andersonville. Andersonville is a north side neighborhood that's tucked between the lake and, say, Ashland Avenue, bordered by Edgewater to the north and Uptown to the south, Foster Avenue and Clark Street, the main drag. It boasts a strong Swedish-American history, but Chicagoans mostly know this neighborhood as a center for the lesbian community. Women and Children First Bookstore serves as the anchor. But times are changing in this area. The Swedish bakery closed, and more straight and gay families are moving to the more affordable neighborhood. Politically, the ward is a mishmash of north side powerhouses. The 40th, the 46th, and the 47th run pieces of this neighborhood. So who should I talk to about Andersonville? How about my friend, comedian Abby McEnany? Abby has owned her condo south of Foster for years now. She's lived in the neighborhood for over 20 years. Right now, Abby's riding high, coming off her successful showing at Sundance. Her pilot's called Work in Progress. She's the star, and it's produced by Lily Wachowski of The Matrix fame. Abby took me to the coffee shop Collectivo on Clark Street. Good coffee, good sandwiches, and a good convo about a changing neighborhood. How often are you in this place, Abby?
Actually, it's kind of like a 20-minute walk from my place. I'd say this is like my seventh time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think they're... From where you live, and I guess you call it South Andersonville, is there like a SOA or something like that? NOAA, North and South?
Justin, you know more about this city than I do.
I just think call that it Anderson. Between here and where you live,
there are tons of places.
There are 50 places.
Ooh, I think you're lowballing it. I would say it's closer to 59, 60. But yeah, I would say, yeah, there's a bunch.
You've been in Andersonville for 20 years.
Yeah, I want to say after college, I moved to Logan Square, which was great. We lived in a 2-flat, me and my roommates, and the rent never went up, and there was nothing there. And I went back a few years ago. Dang, dog, there's a lot going on, man. I was like, wait, people hang out? So I moved up here, I want to say like 2000.
Mm-hmm. What do you remember about Clark Street in Andersonville in 2000? What was different? Was it bustling? I do remember there's a lot of
bustling,
traffic here.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would say the first time I really came up here was when I was living in Logan after college and like newly coming out and stuff, and like all the dykes were up here, like, right? And so you'd come up here and I'd be like, wow, look at all the lesbians. And it was just like a great place to hang out, you know? And of course you have the anchor of the community is the Women and Children First Bookstore, which is the most amazing bookstore on the face of the planet.
And still here.
It's amazing.
Independent bookstores have come and gone, but they still remain, yeah.
It's phenomenal. It's just an amazing bookstore. And so that was always sort of like, I just remember the lingo like, hey, I'm going to go to the bookstore. And even if you were down like in Hyde Park or Logan, you knew what the bookstore was. Yeah, so it's much different. I mean, I'd say there are many fewer. Look it up. Whenever I mess up words or grammar, my dad's like, get Hannah on the phone, because Hannah Gray was the president of the UFC when I went there, and he was always outraged. She's like, get Hannah on the phone. Like, I mean, he's been doing that for the...
We'll get her on the phone.
The 80 years since I've graduated.
We'll get her on the phone. We could do that.
Rest in peace. I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know.
Who knows? I'm barely hanging on. Anyways, fewer, like, family-owned things, and, like, it's funny... When Starbucks came in, it was like, oh, you know, it was a chain, right? And then I, unfortunately, do go there.
A lot.
A fair amount. Much less than I used to. Stop shaming me. But then even, like Giordano's came in a few years ago. It has since left, but it was like, that doesn't feel right.
Well, Andersonville has always had two faces. One is Swedish-American, mm-hmm. where they had the History Center here and the bakery that was here for a long time. And then a lesbian community that everyone knows to around Women and Children First, but also some of the businesses here. Yeah. Is it still the same? Is it still known predominantly as a lesbian area and a Swedish area?
I don't know. I've been here for so long, and not quite a shut-in, Justin, but I would say for the several years... There are many more gay men here. There are more straight families. Queer people can have families, too. Everybody chill out. right, my alderman? Still voting. Okay, I'm on a roll. But wait, yeah, more gay men and then more straight families, younger families. It's a stroller derby.
Is
on
it really?
The weekends, yeah.
I think about Andersonville, and I remember it being Swedish, but I also remember it being older, like an older kind of vibe to the houses.
So I finally aged into it.
You aged into it. But now you get this vibe in this neighborhood of a lot of teardowns and new single families. And how is it modernized? How has this neighborhood changed?
My area where I live is mostly apartment buildings. And when they're teardowns, a lot of I'd say two or three flats got torn down. Yeah. And I don't know, man. The monstrosities they put it, they don't fit. I don't think they fit in with the flow of the neighborhood.
What about businesses? Because I always think about Andersonville, is, like we said, it's bustling. And we could talk about all the positive things that have happened up and down Clark Street, restaurants and otherwise. But I think as well that there's a lot of turnover here because I know you and I hung out, I feel like it was 10 years ago at Tees. There's a lot of turnover. There's restaurants that change over here. Yes. It seems to be a high trafficked area, but not a lot of consistency to keep the businesses around.
I think it's the rent has become unaffordable, and probably the taxes. I think that is very true. And I go to a wonderful framer here, and he's a one-man shop, and he's been there forever, and I'm just like, please don't leave. Like, I mean, stuff like that. Like, there's so many home, like, beautiful home things, but there's still a lot of individuality. I don't want to say, like, there's so many, like, individual or like they're non-chain stores. What do you call them?
It's
a beautiful place, but I imagine. I mean, I'm not a business owner. I barely own my shoes. But hold on for a second. And I was actually talking to the lovely framer, and he was saying that I was like, "What's your issue?" And he was like, "Well, there's one of those city bike things across from my what is it called here?
Yeah, Divvy bikes
thing, and that like ruins parking." In front of my store. And I was like, wow. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't think anything. Yeah. You know, as you being here 20 years, and I know that you consider yourself to be not politically active.
Like, that's not true.
You were so worried about, you're like, oh, don't ask me about politics. I'm not a political person.
I would say I care a lot about politics. I think I'm woefully undereducated in city politics and ward politics.
But
I would say
the difference is between, say, politics and the issues in the place you live.
Right.
So what do you think the issues are here in Andersonville? If you had a chance to sit down with the alderman here or a mayor, you get 3 minutes with the new mayor. What would you say needs to be front and center when it comes to Andersonville?
I worry about the people who are being priced out. I could be seen as part of the problem. I moved in 20 years ago, bought a place about 14 years ago before the bubble. Like, I think I would say that if you look around the faces that you, I mean, where did all the elderly people go? And I mean, you guys,
but you're a homeowner here.
I am, but I don't.
So you don't.
Pay
I mean,
I
but
pay stuff through my escrow. I don't know what my taxes are.
But okay, so forget about taxes for a second. Like, when you talk about business development, there are issues here that are pertinent and shared across all wards, but I think about the Rainbow Roller Rink turns into a huge
condos,
development and condo. The Swedish Bakery, which is right across the street here, was turned into something else.
Right.
There's a lot of progress here, but there's not a lot of honoring the past.
Right, and I would say, like, then we go back to the age-old question, what is progress, Justin? Because some of the stuff, like cell phone stores and stuff, that's not the feel of the old Andersonville. Like, you walk down and you're like, I don't need to go to a cell phone store. I mean, I do. I just don't want it to be on my block, you know? It needs to be somewhere else. Oh, that sounds NIMBY. God, what an arrogant classist. But, you know, it really had a feel, and like a neighborhoody feel, a family feel, a Swedish feel, a historical feel. That's changed.
Yeah.
However, you know, it's a very queer neighborhood. Like, what do we do about LGBTQ stuff? I don't say that citywide, but the fact that I still get, like, called out, like, for going to a women's restroom up in Andersonville, it's like, what? This is like, oh, man. So, I don't know. So, I would say, like, it's just a microcosm. And, like, also, I would imagine out of all the wards in the city, we're doing pretty well, define what well is, but, like, we're still struggling, like, education.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, all that school that got shut down and all, like...
You had a school right over here. It's one of the 50 that got closed on the corner.
Yeah. So,
Andersonville, Chicagoans know Andersonville, especially a younger population, to be a lesbian center.
Still?
I think so. I mean, I consider myself young. But does it retain it? It doesn't feel as authentic than it might have felt 20 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess since I've lived here the whole time, you know, I feel very lucky. There are a lot of queers in my neighborhood, and there may be a lot of queers in here who know sexual and gender are fluid. But anyways, yeah, so this is a bad analogy, but it's like if you put a frog in and you boil them and they die, they don't know. I don't feel I'm dying. But I've lived here for so long that this, like, it's been I do notice that, and I think that a lot of queer women have just moved a little further north to Edgewater.
It's got too expensive down here.
Yeah, and I believe that we may be being priced out by gay men who, on the whole, if you, like, look it up, make more money than queer women. And, I mean, that's...
That's an issue you talk to the mayor about.
Yeah, it doesn't matter about sexuality either. It's a gender thing, right?
Yeah.
But then I think I know some of my queer male friends that moved up here. They were done with Boys Town because Boys Town got too much. And we're getting older, except for Justin. And you kind of want to take away from that, like, boom, boom, boom.
Like, would you see yourself staying here? Like, are you Andersonville for life?
Yeah. Yeah. And also, like... People always like, hey, Abby, how's your condo? I'm always more dilapidated than you saw it last time. I mean, like, it's fine. I like it. You know, I'm an actor and a writer, and I don't really work that consistently, so I can't imagine moving. And if I got to move, I want to stay in the area. I love it. It's walkable. There is some sense of community and activism in some way. And I would just say maybe... It's less or different than it used to be, but there still is that sense of a community. And I love walking, especially in the summer when all the patios are out, and you're walking down, and like on a Sunday afternoon, you know, and there are tons of queers everywhere, like outside at the patios, and you just feel like, whoa, this feels great, and I feel safe here.